Any advice I give others makes my own path clearly seen. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. Any advice I give others makes my own path clearly seen. We say, why is that so? Why is it so that when I give advice to my children, I give advice to my employees, I give advice to my legislators, I give advice to people on how to live their life better and how to get more out of their life, how to enjoy things more completely? How can that be that it makes my own path more clearly seen? Well, we know that what we see is what we are. And if we see someone doing something bad, that's what we are. We're doing something bad. If we see somebody doing something good, then that's what we are. We're doing something good. But Herb, how can you say that there are these people who are at war, these people who are in conflict? Well, that's you. Why are you paying attention to them? Why are you looking at these people who are in conflict and who are in war? Why are you looking at them? Why are you looking at the neighbor kids who are being mean and tough with the cats? You know, why are you looking at that? Interesting, isn't it? We have our 104 acres here, and we have lots of things going on around here that we don't even know about. We don't even know about how many international travelers go through our property in a given 6 month period or 1 month period or whatever. We have no idea. We have no idea how much drug traffic goes through our property in a period of time. And I would say, if we think about it, we have a lot. If we don't think about it, then we have none. Whatever we think about. Now, how did they ever get those bales of marijuana so close to our house? Well, because it's not on our land. No. We are not concerned with what people do on other properties. That's not our business. We heard all sorts of news from some of our employees about our neighbors and the things that they are going through and the problems they've had in the past. And I think to myself, why do we create that being told to us? That doesn't help us. That doesn't help our relationship. As far as we are concerned, all of our neighbors are exquisite people. I treat each one of our neighbors as seeing them surrounded with my pure white light of love. I see them happy and joyful and fulfilled. I see everything in their life going as smoothly as possible. And then some people tell me something that's happening with them, and I say, no, they're doing everything. Oh, you just don't want to look at the truth. Well, yes, I do. How does it affect my life? How does it affect my world? How does it affect me? That's the important thing. So I look at each of my neighbors, and I bless them, and I love them. And you know, all of the tension and all of the unhappiness just sort of drift away. It sort of ceases to be. And it does not affect me. And it does not affect anybody else either. But it only affects us when we get our attitude in motion on it, when we are concerned. Now, I have asked us here on campus, if any of you want to be here, please do not listen to the news reports on radio. Please do not watch television. You may watch it all you wish, but not if you're going to be a part of the campus team here. Because we are putting into our minds and our hearts and our world the high-quality goodness things that are happening. We read Discovery Magazine of the great discoveries that are coming and the super ideas that are coming, the blooming ideas. We read popular science and popular mechanics. They don't tell about the terrible things of the world. They don't tell about all the meanness and hatefulness. They tell about the marvels and the goodness that's going on. My God, they're Pollyanna magazine. They're Pollyanna. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Why do you buy the Smithsonian Institute? It's a quality magazine telling the story of how things happened in the world. Oh, it has a little bit of the negative history, but it's all past. Now, what benefit has come from all that information? That's the big point. Now, where are you in your consciousness? Now, I know you like to to pretend that you're goody-goody. And boy, oh boy, do I know the difference if I choose to. And I say to you, watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. Where are your thoughts? What are you thinking about? And if you ever come into my presence and you say, boo-hoo, baha, you know, everything's going to hell in the handbasket, I say, good. Don't put too much in there because you need to be able to carry it, you know, because that's where you're going too. How do you know that it's going to hell if you're not carrying the basket to hell? Yeah. And you say, well, no, that's not nice talk. That's not. Hey, principle is not nice talk. Principle is always the same, always definite, always pure, always perfect, always ideal. Principle always stands up for truth. Principle does not allow itself to have anything else happen. Well, how come you've had tough things in your life? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? That's a good question. I have had tough things in my life because you thought they were tough. Did I think they were tough? Did I go through the experiences that I have gone through in my lifetime and think that they were tough? I remember when I was a kid, I used to chase after my older brothers and sisters wanting to play with them, and I'd get hit by the cars because the cars thought all the kids had passed, and then I'd come out there. Boom! And I don't remember the pain. I don't remember the hurt. All I remember is the good stuff, you know, the goodies being pushed around by my sisters and having chocolate-covered cherries. I haven't had chocolate-covered cherry for a long time. And last time I mentioned this, people bought me a box of them, which was lovely. But you see, we don't remember the unhappy things. We don't need to. We don't ever have to put that cause in motion. We don't ever have to give that power to be in our life, for that's not the truth about ourselves. Now, somebody comes up and says, oh, you're Mrs. Jeremini? I'd like to interview you about Elias Jeremini. I understand he was a very interesting man. He was very active in developing sports here in Lugano, and he was a business counselor and a financier and so forth, and the court was always on his back, and the government was always down his back, and they were telling him he's doing things wrong, and that he wasn't. And you say, oh, I was his wife, and I never knew about that. A wife is the last to know. No, I would know. I would know because we are always open with each other. He always told me the things that he did. Not everything he did, because a lot of it was private business, but he told me the things that mattered. And the law was never after him for anything. The government was never on his back for doing anything improper. Everybody in the community just loved him and worshipped him as he was doing such a good thing and bringing soccer in its high quality to Lugano and putting our team on the map. Like, he did everything good. But don't you know that he did this and he did that? No, he didn't do this and didn't do that. Where do you have your evidence of that? Where do you have your... Well, we heard. Well, you can hear lots of things. You can hear lots of things about a lot of people, and if you believe what you heard, then you haven't gone to the horse's mouth. Why don't you ask Elias? Here he is, sitting right over here. You want to ask him? Mr. Jeremy, did you? And Mr. Jeremy will say, why do you ask? That's totally contrary to my nature. That's totally contrary to the way I act and the way I conduct my business. If I were to act in that way, the government would soon cut me off at the pass. They would stop me because that's illegal. That's improper. And I don't do illegal and improper things. I am... of all things, I'm dealing with very important things, money. And the finance bureau in Switzerland, the government in Switzerland, everything in Switzerland is very tough on everything done in money. And I wouldn't be able to do one little thing wrong and stay in business. So you can be sure that I'm following the rules of our government and of our country. Well, the reason you heard is because some people would like to have my clients, and so they're trying to belittle me and put me down so that I won't be able to continue with my clients, and they can pick them up. And they're all set to go jump in there and take them over. And so whenever I hear a rumor, I immediately go to my clients and I say, I heard this rumor about me, and if you believe it, so be it, but it's not so. And you can be sure, if I did anything wrong, the government would remind me very quickly that that's a no-no. And his clients would say to him, Alias, we have dealt with you now for the past 20 years. We have never had one reason to complain about dealing with you. And no matter what anybody ever says about you, we know who you are and we know the truth about it. And we stand behind you. You see, now, could you? He didn't defend himself. He just said he follows the rules. He follows the rules. And if anybody says he doesn't follow the rules, prove it. You know, show it where the government doesn't appreciate what he's doing. You see, this is the thing. And the tendency for people is to get upset with what they hear and get upset with the things that seem to be happening, and they're not even happening. They're not even taking place. And while it's true, his demise was a difficult circumstance for him and the family, the truth of it will perhaps never be known. And the reason it'll never be known is because there was nothing hair-raising about it. There was nothing evil about it. It was just an incident. There was nothing bad in his entire life or his entire lifetime. Now, are you ready to come forth and say, here's where it was wrong? Then show me. You see, this is the thing we do in life. We fight for the wrong end of the stick. We don't need to protect our ass, you know. We don't need to keep people from, you know, kicking us in the butt and hurting us. If we keep a good show, if we live a harmonious, peaceful, wonderful life, then we have nothing to complain about. And you see, any advice I give others makes my own path clearer seen. I tell everybody they're wonderful. I tell everybody they're whole and perfect. I tell everybody they're fantastic. And I don't think any of you read what I wrote on this particular front page here. And you might like to read what it says on the bottom line there. It's an interesting statement. Now, would you like to...
Be yourself and have fun, a university for everyone teaching spiritual wholeness. This is on the front page from the Deutscher.
What does the last one say there? The pink one. It says, a university... Yes?
Yes. Oh, a university for everyone teaching spiritual wholeness.
A university for everyone teaching spiritual wholeness. Not healing, spiritual wholeness. So the University of Wholeness might be a good term for us here instead of healing, but we do have the University of Healing, and it wouldn't be hard to change it to University of Wholeness, but it doesn't have to be that way. Because this is what it says, teaching universal wholeness, teaching spiritual wholeness. And this is really quite an important thing for us to be doing. A university that... Everyone, so it's good. So listen to it and pay attention to it. When I do that, I mean for you to read it. I mean for you to pay attention because I'll put my glasses on. Then I can read what I've got written there.
A university for everyone teaching spiritual wholeness.
It's difficult raising children these days. I gave her the one with the big type on it. And I have the one with the teeny-weeny type on it. A university for everyone teaching spiritual wholeness. A university for everyone teaching spiritual wholeness. And we say here, any advice I give others makes my own path clearly seen. And we are having a university here for everyone teaching spiritual wholeness. Now, that's what it's all about. And that's where it's all in. And that's where it's all at. And if we will live up to that kind of advice, we will be absolutely wonderful. I think that for us to give advice to anyone else, we give advice in this manner. What do you think you should do in that circumstance? And let them say what they think they should do. And then you say, do you want to do that? And they say yes or no. And if they say yes, you say, wonderful. If they say no, you say, wonderful. Follow your heart. Do whatever your own heart tells you what to do. And you can be sure that their heart tells them to do that which is for their highest and best. So, that's where we are at. That's where we're going. That's what it's all about. And remember, any advice I give others makes my own path clearly seen. Alias Jeremini gave advice on finances. His path was clearly seen. He gave advice on sportsmanship and building up a winning team, and his advice was clearly seen. He gave advice on having a happy, fulfilled marriage, and his advice was clearly seen in the excellence of his wife and himself. He gave advice on raising children, and his own children were clearly seen to be two outstanding, fabulous beings. You see, look at the results, and then see, whatever your question might be, see the answer already there, clear, simple, and perfect. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.